Okay, today I'm sitting down with Paula Gonzalez in Katy, Texas. I actually met Paula through Facebook a few years ago. I'm not exactly sure how we got connected. She is an amputee, and I had her on my map for, gosh, since 2018, I do believe. So when I knew that I was coming through Houston, Texas, I had her written down. We became friends on Facebook, and I contacted her, and I'm really excited to hear her story today. I actually have never met her before. I know nothing about her, so this is pretty cool that I'm able to do this on this trip, because as I'm meeting these people or connecting with these people and putting social media into an actual human body right in front of me, I'm learning about them just as much as anybody who's listening to this podcast. So thanks for tuning in, and please enjoy Paula's podcast.
Hello.
Welcome to Texas, first of all.
Right. It's cold here and windy.
Not as bad as other places. Mm-hmm. The beginning of the year, I was in my pool.
What? Really? Yeah, January?
Yeah.
Okay, so today is January 15th, 14th?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
Something like that.
Well.
Yeah, and it's like going to be 34
degrees. Yeah, 2 weeks ago, I was laying in the pool at 87 degrees.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I'd probably complain about that, too, if it was 87 degrees, because I'd be sweating. But tonight I'm going to be freezing.
The next day it was freezing. It was freezing. You don't know what to expect here in Texas, but they said everything is big in Texas, so.
It is true. Everything's bigger. Yeah. Like, just once you cross, like, the Port Arthur, is that what it's called? Into Texas, all of a sudden there's like massive industry. There's flags everywhere. Texans love flags.
Yeah, huh? We are like, very proud. Yes. Very, very much American.
Yeah. American. How long have you lived here?
I've been here in the United States for 21 years.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm originally from Colombia, Bogota, Colombia.
Bogota, Colombia.
Yeah, I left there when I was 10.
Oh, because that's the capital.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Champion. It's actually pretty cold over there. This weather is the same weather in Bogota. Like, the little bit that I could remember,
okay,
it's very similar. Very depressing, like, very dark, very gray.
Okay. How old were you when you left there?
9, 10.
Okay.
Yeah, it was right after 9/11. 2 months after 9/11.
Wow. And you came here?
Yeah.
Or where, did you come to Louisiana?
No, I came to Miami. Miami Gardens. From there, ended up going to New Jersey. From New Jersey, back to Florida. To Port St. Lucie.
I was just there too.
I know, you were in Stewart. Okay. You were in Stewart. I was just like, oh, she's there.
Just following your life.
I know, I'm like, hey now. Then I lived in Weston, Florida. Then from Weston, I ended up going to Lake Charles, Louisiana. Stayed there for 10 years, on and off.
Okay.
Where I graduated high school, went to culinary school. Work at L'Auberge du Lac as a chef in there.
You worked at a what?
L'Auberge du Lac. It's a casino, one of the casinos.
Oh, okay.
In Louisiana, Lake Charles.
Okay.
I work at the refineries. I was a scaffold builder. Scaffold builder here in Texas. Then I was always going back and forth from Texas and Louisiana for work. And then 2018, July 28th.
A little bit of a change.
A little bit. Just a bad day at the office, like I like to call it.
Yeah.
Just a bad day at the office. I was working so much those weeks as a scaffold builder. And I had that weekend off. I was like, all right, cool. You know, there's a boat party at the dam. It's like a lake. So a bunch of friends were there. Everybody's drinking. I was drinking not as much, you know. Like, I just got there. And I used to fish. So I just bought, like, this brand new Oakley's, right? So every boat was idle. Everything was turned off. And I jump in the water. My glasses fell off. I was like, shit, I gotta go and get them.
Those are like $200.
That's exactly why I went back to the boat. I mean, to the water.
That's why I wear $5 glasses, because I would lose them all the time.
Well, see, I'm blind. So I have to have like polarized and stuff. Because it hurts my eyes. So I'm like, all right, fuck it. So I just throw it back in the water. Couldn't see nothing. Everything I could see, it was everything but dark. Come back in the water. I was like, fuck it. I go back in the boat. There's a ladder, right? And it's a Bayliner 17. The boat, the propeller is usually out. So when I was going in the ladder, the guy who was driving the boat puts the boat on throttle. Not knowing that I was, or knowing and not knowing, I don't know. Knowing that I was behind the boat, getting on the boat, on the ladder. So when the boat got on throttle, the boat shook. And I lost, I guess, my balance. So when the boat shook, I was just hanging from one arm, and this leg just swung to the right as the propeller was going, brah, brah, brah. So when my leg hit the propeller, of course, the propeller got my leg, and it brought me to the water. Of course, he turned the propeller off, and the only thing I remember was just me swimming behind, swimming on my back, and seeing this leg. My right leg was floating completely wide open. The left one was submerged in the water. And you know, like when you see Jaws, mm-hmm. like the movie Jaws, and you see the trail of blood, that's exactly how I saw. Just my right leg completely shattered, and you see the trail of blood. As I'm seeing that, I'm seeing people screaming like, turn the boat off. I'm still trying to get away from the boat, not knowing what was going on. There was no pain. There was nothing. Everything was just a bunch of adrenaline going on, I guess. Mm-hmm. So I look down and I'm like, fuck, I'm dying. Because in literally that moment, I said, fuck, I'm dying. My feet were cold. My own leg got cold.
What was and left you said it's middle of July.
Yeah, it's July 28th. So it's yes, middle of the summer. And everything starts getting cold from, like, toes to my head. And from there, that's it. I don't remember anything. Nothing. So, apparently, every year, something always happens in that place. Always. It's like a curse. So, there was a boat, there was an ambulance, and there was cops around by the scene. So, they were able to transport me really quickly to the back to the hospital. From the ambulance, well, they put a tourniquet to stop the bleeding. So they put me in the ambulance, brought me back to the hospital. Remind you that I'm not conscious. I'm already, like, somewhere. I go back into to Memorial Hospital, where they kept me to, like, nebulize me because of so much blood that I was losing. They have to stabilize me. You know, my blood pressure was going up and down. They couldn't give me any pain medicines to control the pain. Long story short of what I could remember, the only thing I remember was just waking up with a tube in my mouth. But I was.
Do you know how long later? Was
it like a day? I mean, sorry, a week.
A week later?
Yeah, because I got to Shreveport, Louisiana in a helicopter.
Did they put you in like a forced coma?
Yes, they or have were to. You just yes. Out? No, they have to put me in an induced coma because my whole body went into renal failure. Mm-hmm. Basically, what got me was necrotitis fasciitis, which is known as eating flesh bacteria. So basically all the bacteria from the lake, from the waste, the fuel, all the stuff from the lake, in the moment of the opening, it just got in and it got infected. So basically the bacteria was eating everything that he could find, from my leg, from my bones, to my arm. Watch. Yeah, they almost had to amputate my arm too.
Really? Your arm was?
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. Okay. Wow.
Yeah, necrotitis fasciitis, this is what got me, so I went into renal failure. Everything from my kidneys, from my liver, my lungs. I have one lung was folded. I had like two blood clots. I was in, what is this called? When your kidneys fail. And they
dialysis. Okay.
I was under dialysis for a whole week. I mean, I was in all kinds of tubes, you know. Not to mention, I died twice. Yeah, really? I died on August the 1st, within like 5 minutes apart.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't remember that. Like I said, I don't remember nothing after the whole week. So, like, basically, they put me into surgery, and, like, my heart stopped. And then I just came back. Like, I was like, never mind, I'm just kidding. I came back, just making sure y'all doing their jobs, you know. This is so fucked up. But, like, the doctors were like, Miss Jency, like, your daughter just died.
Oh, did they actually have their call?
Yeah, my mom was outside. And they're like, no, never mind. She came back to life.
Is your mom just like...
No, she was dying too. And, like, 5 minutes later, they're like, oh, she's dead again.
Oh my god, poor mom.
And then they're like, no, just kidding.
Jeez.
Just like, just kidding, got you.
Oh my god, your mom.
And then when I wake up from the coma, they're like, Paul, are you okay? And I'm like, oh, I'm drugged up. It's like, and I'm like, see, this is what happens when you go out with a tendon dang and a stanky leg, like doing a dancing battle. But you know what? I got him beat by a leg. And they're like, she'll be all right.
That was the first thing you
that
said.
That was the first thing I said. I was like, yeah, I'll be all right. Yeah. So I could be I could be in two places at the same time.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Wow. So after you wake up, like what is the recovery time or the battle time or like, you showed me a video, which I really hope that we can share that too.
Not until I get the rights to share it. I could show it, but okay. I cannot share it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh man.
COVID did that.
It's pretty awesome.
It will come out. It will come out.
Yeah.
It will come out.
We'll describe. So was all that in the video with, the whole time that you were under?
No, that's throughout all 21 surgeries. The video was all throughout 21 surgeries. Yes, it was.
So you've had 21 separate surgeries. What do you think is like the...
In less than 6 months.
In less than 6 months.
Yeah, I was having surgery every twice a week, sometimes three, when I was under the coma.
Okay.
And then when I woke up from a coma, I remember I was on my ninth, 10th. This one was my 13th. Blah, blah, 13th.
Your arm.
Yeah, my lucky 13th. I was like, I'm dying.
Okay.
That's it. I'm dying. It's a Friday. It's my 13th surgery. Good knowing y'all. Bye.
Yeah.
So I always had humor with okay. this. I always did. Like you have two choices when you have like a bad news happen to you. You either could cry about it or you could beat it. You could drown yourself in it or you could, you know, get out of that pond.
Have you always been like that?
Always.
Did always you learn that from like your parents or are you just a very strong willed person?
Because of everything that I saw in my life has taught me to be like that.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody's born like this. It's just what life puts you through. Like I was telling you, I lived better than I accomplished more things in 3.5 years in with one leg than when I had two legs 26 years ago.
Yeah. Tell us some of the accomplishments you've had.
Oh, man, like depression, first of all. I mean, yes, I still cry about the loss of my leg because I miss her. You know, it's grieving. I still grieve her. But life goes on. You know, they told me, Paula, you cannot walk again. Like, they were going to take my whole hip. I was like, no. If you say something, you're creating it. You're giving that power of the universe to create that. If you say you're successful, yes, you are, because you're emphasizing it in the universe. So you're telling me that I cannot walk. You already put in a statement that I cannot walk. Give me the chance to at least try. Mm-hmm. You know, give me the chance to try and prove you wrong. And they told me, no, you cannot walk again. All right, cool. What happened 6 months after the surgeries and everything out of the hospital? I said, I'm going to come back to the hospital and I'm going to be walking. And what happened 6 months later?
Yeah.
I went back to Shreveport. I had my first prosthesis. I knocked behind Dr. Gilbert and I said, Dr. Gilbert. He's like, huh? And I said, I told you I was going to be back whenever I could come back to walk.
Wow.
That's one accomplishment. Second accomplishment. After the surgery, I'm nowhere near to what you see here. Uh-huh. God, no. I was just very depressed, very lonely, like, leave me alone. I went through a breakup. That breakup got through me, like, so hard, but I guess that's what made me stronger. I got out of that town where I was at. Mm-hmm. You know, I know that, like, Charles, Louisiana was a town that did a lot of damage in my life. And if I want change, I need to change everything from the root and change my lifestyle, the people that I was with, the surroundings, your environment, the things you eat. Mm-hmm. So I just have to move back over here to Texas because I wasn't doing nothing in Louisiana. I was just living every day just to live. I didn't have a purpose, but I know Paul has a purpose. What's my purpose? I don't know it yet, But it's not to me sitting in my ass and watch TV and do nothing.
Yeah.
You know, I've been here in Houston for 3 years. Just went through another breakup in March, but it's okay. I'm happier. God, it's like the best thing that happened to me. It's like this whole summer, last summer, I got to travel for 8 months after the breakup. So I traveled from New York all the way to Florida to turn 30. Yeah. I'm a life insurance agent.
Okay. I was going to ask you
first
what you
thing,
do. Okay.
First thing that I'm actually having license for.
Nice.
Like career-wise. You know, yeah. This is my career. I'm happy to what I do. I got my own place. I got my own things. Again, after 3.5 years that I didn't have my own things.
Uh-huh.
You know, slowly I'm starting to learn how to drive.
I was going to ask you, because you took an Uber here,
yeah.
And I didn't know, like, yeah. Do you not drive? Do you choose not to drive? Is Houston just a really easy place to get around?
I used to love driving, but it's just a little PTS.
Okay.
I don't want to say, oh, it's because of the PTS. No. There's still some fear that I need to outcome about a bunch of people coming to me at the same time. It's not me driving to the city. It's people coming in unexpected sites.
Okay.
You know, that is my fear. But
does it bother you when you're riding?
No. Okay. No, because I don't ride with a lot of people.
Okay.
I don't trust many people.
Okay.
Like, I'd rather be in my house knowing that I'm safe and nothing's going to happen to me, because here in Houston, you just don't know what's going to happen.
Right, yeah, it was pretty terrifying driving in.
Oh, yeah, welcome.
Between the wind and then massive people, and then they just slow down for no reason. And
yeah.
They speed up, and I was super confused. But have you been boating since?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, Lord have mercy. Matter of fact, one of the captains that rescued me from the sheriff's department when this I have family in Hackberry, so we're like fishermen and like we do crab and oysters, so that's what I used to do before. And I went out with my brother and we were crabbing, and then the game wardens came by and I was like, shit, they're gonna look for our license, you know. I was like, all right, here's our fishing license, you know. Miss Gonzalez? I was like, yes sir. He's like, he looked at me, he's like, I was there when your accident happened. I said, I'm the one who called for backup. And I said, sir, can I give you a hug? He's like, yeah, sure you can. So I jump into the boat, or to their boat. And I'm in the boat doing crabbing and everything. And they're like, I'm proud of you, Paula. I said, why? He's like, after your accident that happened in these waters, and you're still out here busting your ass and do this. And I said, of course, I'm not going to stay home and just do nothing. I mean, I got to earn my living somehow,
yeah.
You know, and yeah, my accident happened in the water, but that does not stop me from not being in the water. To me, I cannot live without the water.
Yeah. When's your birthday?
September 1st.
I don't know what that is for the, I'm
Virgo.
A Pisces, so I have, I love being around water, but I just like it in general too, but I've also never had anything drastic like that happen.
Now, I would not get in the water if I cannot see on, like, what's underneath me.
Okay.
Oh, no.
No, it never bothered you before, but
no,
now it does.
Yeah,
now.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, those waters that I used to fish gar.
Yeah. Those things gar are creepy.
Yeah.
They're like the last prehistoric fish.
Yes, look at you.
Yeah.
You have
them
to New
Well, they
Orleans.
Have them in Mississippi
the
River,
Mississippi
even
River.
Up by Iowa.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
huh.
They're ugly.
Yeah.
It's scary.
Yeah, I have a... I'll show you.
Can you even eat them?
Yeah.
Okay, didn't know that part.
They're delicious.
Yeah. So when you do crabbing or anything like that, do you have to have, like, do you just wear, like, the rubber boots and rubber pants? Like,
and sneakers.
You don't have to have, do they have, like, a special prosthetic for water?
No. I mean, when I went to Puerto Rico, I actually fell in the beach with the leg and nothing happened.
Okay.
I was surprised. It just got really salty.
Yeah.
It bothered me. But, I mean, this leg's, it's old and I need a new one because I walk a little weird. But I'm
How
heading
often
there.
Do you have to change it?
Every year, most likely, because
yeah.
It keeps shrinking. I'm almost there. It keeps shrinking and shrinking and shrinking and shrinking. For instance, like, this one's crabbing.
I just went crabbing the other day, but we didn't find any crabs because it was too cold.
Oh.
And the crabs are not, I guess, don't like the cold.
That's my ex-wife. I need to get her off my Facebook. That's why I'm having so much bad luck lately.
She's still on there. She's still on there.
This is when I walk into the ER.
Yeah.
When I told them, hey, that's Dr. Gilbert. Yep. All right.
The going back to the fishing. Shocking look is probably amazing.
Oh, yeah. This is the lieutenant.
Oh, that's cool.
He's like, huh. Car. See, I get sidetracked.
Yeah.
Come on. That's my son.
So you basically live on the water, or a lot of on the water.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah, that's a big, huge fish.
That's what she said.
So are you connected? Like, did you become connected to other amputees? Or is it like you don't care about other amputees? Not that you don't care about other amputees. That sounds rude. I don't care about them. But do you, like, connect with other people or...
Yes, actually, I was playing soccer for the United States amputee soccer team.
Uh-huh.
So I had the pleasure to interact with other amputees until they found that I had arthritis in my knee and in my wrist.
Okay.
So I had to quit doing that.
But still, from not walking or not being able to walk, you were playing soccer.
And I always played soccer my whole life, so I was like, I'm going to keep doing it. But soccer in one leg, it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
It is.
I mean, I think soccer with two legs looks like a pain in the ass. It's a lot of running.
Yeah, but you need, like, you're using your arms and your body, your upper strength body, and then your hips, and then your knee, and then your, oh, hell no.
Yeah.
By all means, I just keep selling life insurances. Do you have life insurance?
I do have life insurance.
You do?
I had to remember.
Hell yeah.
I'm like, I still have to sign up for health insurance by the end of the day today. I have until 9 o'clock to do it.
No, I did life insurance.
But life insurance I do have, which is crazy. I'm like probably worth more dead than I am alive, but that's okay. That's
you're so messed up. You're
I know.
So messed up.
If I ever die, my nieces and nephews will get quite a bit of money.
Good.
But if I'm alive, they don't. They get like $20 for Christmas.
Well, you do know that they will not bury you or cremate you until your whole payment is done, and they will keep you in a fridge and put and charge you a day fee. Or I should say knife fee or
nice.
Dead fee.
Well, I'll be dead. I don't care.
Yeah, but you're dead, but you're trying to be like, damn.
No, my family would be like, no, I want a Viking funeral. You just like shove me out to sea.
Yeah, a lot of people say that, but it's so illegal. If you go outside the international waters, you could do whatever you want, girl.
I gotta die in Alaska then, because that's the closest I think you can get to outside waters.
I don't know. I am Colombian, but I am not that...
That's funny that you know that, though. I mean, I guess I don't really
I actually
know.
Spoke about it today.
About death?
Yeah. Because I sell life insurance, so of course I have to talk about death. Not many people feel comfortable, but you really need to think about the unexpected, because...
You never know when it can happen.
One day I went to go to a boat party, and I end up with one leg. Like,
right.
You really don't know. I die twice.
That is very true.
God forbid something happens.
Do you think that that's what got you into life insurance or what got you down that?
I've always been in the restaurant business. That's
restaurant?
Always, yes.
Okay.
Always done it. And then I did really good in crypto last year. So I had...
That's a whole different life that I...
Yeah, it was awesome. After the breakup, like, I was like, yes,
nothing makes you
feel... listen to that. She listens to a lot of podcasts. Well, you know, whatever.
Best but nothing makes you feel better than doing well after a breakup, too. And be like, I'm just going to go make some money. Yeah. Good, do all the things.
Absolutely. And, like, I traveled to Puerto Rico, New York, New Jersey, Maryland, North Carolina, South Carolina, Florida, No, I didn't go to Mississippi. Tennessee. Like, all the East Coast. Went to Colorado. Went to Puerto Rico. I think I said that already. Went to Miami, went to Fort Lauderdale. Like, I did a lot.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm going to go back working because I didn't work for like a whole year. I was just doing a lot of crypto, which is still working.
Yeah. So do you think far in the future, or are you like an everyday type of person?
I'm a planner.
Okay.
But I try not to plan everything to the T. You know, just let's see what life I got for today. I guess I have a job to do, but am I going to work from home? Or am I going to work at the office? Like, I don't get paid if I don't sell.
Right.
So it's my choice.
Do you get asked to do motivational speaking or anything like
I
that?
I do.
You're very energetic.
I do. I love it. I would imagine you'd be able to do it well. But I'm a very shy person sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I would not know.
Yeah, I'm a very shy. I just feel it's the person that I'm with,
yeah,
the aura and the environment. If I have like 10,000 people just be like this, I'd be like, yeah, it ain't going to work.
Yeah.
I mean, I like it. I have to. I cannot be a salesperson if I'm just going to be old.
Correct. Well, crypto, you don't have to sell with crypto, but that's pretty much a solid, like, by yourself job, right?
Yeah, it's take a risk.
You don't really have to interact with anybody,
no,
right?
No, just a computer. But I'm done with that. So when I came back from Chicago, I was like, I need a job.
Okay.
And my best friend / ex neighbor.
Not ex.
No,
ex-neighbor.
She's like, hey, come with me to a talk about my job. I'm like, bet, okay. I'm open to listen to new things, you know. And I was like, it's in the market of like life insurances, and I'm like, I'm pretty good selling things. Like, I'm really good communicating with people, explaining things, and I think I could do this. Why not? Like, I felt when I was in that talk, I felt like in The Wolf of Wall Street. Exactly, that's how it feels. That's how you feel at my office.
Yeah.
Because like our boss is so awesome. He always keeps us motivated. He does workshop for us to keep us motivated, to enthusiasm for like stuff to keep you always motivated to keep doing more.
Yeah.
And through bonuses and stuff like that, it just makes you want to work.
Yeah.
You know, the environment that you're with, the people. Like, the people that you work with makes a lot of a difference in a place. But, so I went to talk, and I was like, yeah, I want in, you know. And that's, slowly and surely, I started getting into it, understanding it. And now, I obtained my license on the 28th of December.
Okay.
In less than a month, and I'm loving it.
Yeah.
I'm loving it.
So 30 is going to be, like, the rock star
year. Yes, it's been my rock star.
30 was awesome for me.
Was it?
30. Yeah, I got in really good shape. Best shape of my life.
I got fat. I was really good shape. Last year, girl.
2020 doesn't count. 2021 was also doesn't count. I was like, 2025, looking really great for my health and wellness. 2022 is still like, I'm just enjoying it. I'm saying yes to everything.
The funny thing is that, I have you ever had COVID?
I did, okay. Last November.
I had COVID.
Not this past November, but 2020.
I went to New York for my MP anniversary.
I love you. Like, have you ever had COVID? Oh my God. Yeah.
No, oh my God. It's funny because, oh God, it's hilarious.
It's like chocolate. Have you ever had chocolate? Yes.
Yeah, but it's like the biggest souvenir I brought from New York.
Nice.
Because, like, I went for my MP anniversary. It was July 28th, so I went over there, find some friends over there.
I love you have an Ampiversary.
Yeah, Ampiversary, absolutely. And then I had my rebirth birthday, which is August the 1st.
Yeah.
That's when I died. I came back to life, like, twice. Like, just kidding, y'all. Like,
heck yeah. Did you get two birthday cakes?
No, I didn't even get one this past birthday. I was in Florida, like...
Yeah. Liquid cake.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. Okay, so you went to COVID. What?
Oh, yeah, COVID. So I went to New York, and I was there for a whole week. Then, long story short, I brought COVID with me. My friends are like, bro, we tested positive. I'm like, oh, I thought it was just a bad hangover that I had. Because, like, we were drinking the whole week. And then I got in the airplane, and I could not stop puking. And, like, the sweats. And I'm like... sweating and like shivering. I'm like, ah, in the airplane. I'm like, oh, this sucks. I'm never drinking again. And then I lost my voice, but I got into a fight in New York with somebody. So I was like, yeah, I lost my voice because of that.
You broke over with
yeah, that. I broke. I was like, oh, I'm never drinking again. He's like, yeah, we tested positive. I lost my voice. I was like, shit, I got Delta. I called my doctor. I was like, hey, I think I have like a sinus infection or something. Well, she sends me like antibiotics, naproxen or something. No, naproxen, something. Because if it gets to my lungs, it's game over for me. Like, I'm asthmatic as well. Okay. So it's, like, so bad. So,
Were you that prior to having your accident, or was that something that you developed afterwards?
No, I had asthma before. Yes, ma'am. So, and then I'm going to do my COVID test, and it's, like, positive. I'm like, shit. I'm like, great. Great souvenirs. I have this picture that I always think. And you're going to laugh because it makes a lot of sense. It reminds me of, like, hell yeah, I got COVID. Where you at? Here. He doesn't like the top of the Paris spot. Like, yes, I got COVID. COVID in New York. Yes. So... yeah, that's
is that why you got that?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay, so like, you have a Statue of Liberty.
I love my Lady Liberty.
Love it.
So that's an amazing souvenir that I will never forget.
Yeah. So what are some things, like, going forward? Like, what are some kind of goals, aspirations, stuff that you want to achieve?
Well, first of all, if the whole thing with 3M starts working out, that'd be awesome, because that'll push my motivation speaker to the max, connect with other people that actually need help. Mm-hmm. I do connect with some people around the area. For instance, like, people that are going through depression or they don't know how to wake up on the daily basis with an accident that has happened to them, you know. That grieving moment, it's the part that not many people can relate to, mm-hmm. you know. People who they decide that is, like I said, it's the end of the world. They're young people, they're older people. So I don't tell them what to do, because nobody likes to be told what to do.
Right.
But I try to give them hope and that I'm there for them, that I got their back no matter what, because this is just momentarily. Because if this happened to us, it's because the other things, greater things, are going to be our reward at the end. Like, nothing like this happened to weak people. Mm-hmm. I truly believe that. Whoever you believe into it, he would not put any kind of things that you cannot handle or that you are not capable of handling. Maybe you don't know that you have that in you. You don't know if you're able to swim until you're drowning in the water.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. You don't know what you're capable of in your life once you have that in that fear, that the fear or that thing that is stopping in front of you. And that's when yourself is going to come out, that other self that you have never met in your life. It's going to come out, that warrior, that bad bitch.
Bad bitch.
You know, and I have a saying, you know, it takes one leg to kick ass.
True. It's like the Johnny, shit, what's the Karate Kid? Have you never seen the Karate Kid?
What? I mean, I've seen it, but I'm just like,
I guess you are, yeah. You're like 12 years younger than me, so maybe I'll give you some grace on that. But you gotta watch Karate Kid. He breaks his foot at the end of the first movie, and he has to stand on one leg, and then he still has his other leg, but it's broken. So his one leg, and then he ups and kicks the guy in the face and, like, knocks him out and then lands on the same foot. It's pretty awesome.
I could do that.
Yeah, totally. I can't do that, and I'm like...
in my dreams.
You could do anything you want. If I was, like, really drunk and, you know, just attempting, it might... I don't know. It would never be on camera, though. It'd be like one of those moments that you miss, and then you can't do it again. You're like, damn it.
The girl's going wild.
Yeah. Not that. Not that. It was not on that. I was around for that. Are those still around?
No.
It's funny because, like, being in a school bus going places, too, like, Girls Gone Wild used to travel all over with buses. The bus. And then I get people who are like, is that a party bus? Is that a bachelorette bus? Is there a stripper pole on there? And I'm like, I don't have any of those things. I'm like, I have a photo studio. And then it's like, can you shoot porn? Can you do, like, some sort of thing? And I'm like, oh, my God. Like,
there's I could shoot anything, but I choose not to. Yeah. This is for, like, educational purposes.
Yeah. I'm like, but I would like to go, I would love to go shoot, like, strippers or something, like, for this project. I think that'd be fantastic.
I used to be
Yeah. I think it'd be a great, like, that was just recorded. Do you want that on there?
I don't care.
You tell me, I'm like... I think
I used to work in IHOP too.
Hell yeah,
IHOP.
Nice. Awesome. Well, we can wrap this up. Any last words or anything like that, or things that you would tell other people or your younger self or yourself at, you know, where you're going through? You're such a resilient person, and you're got one killer attitude. It's awesome.
Your personality is fantastic. Basically, you know, live life to the fullest. What I've learned is that money comes and goes easy. But if you have the chance to travel, those memories are priceless, because you never know if that place that you visited 2 weeks ago in 2 months is going to exist. Yeah. But you know that in your mind, you have a priceless memory everywhere you go. So just, if you have the chance to travel, enjoy it and meet awesome people.
Yeah.
A lot of people have different ways of how to live life. And it's never too late when you have a whole life ahead of you.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you. Yeah. This has been awesome.
That's a quote that I actually made up. It's never too late when you have a whole life ahead of you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.